two brothers, one spot. That's the situation for Steven and Jeffrey Gluckstein. They're both qualified to compete in the Olympics for trampoline, but there's only one opening for a male from the U.S. So, six times a week, they train together at the same gym, side by side, knowing that when the Olympics come, only one of them will get to compete. NPR's Zoe Chase has their story.
Steven Gluckstein is precise. He rockets up to the ceiling, twists his body into a jackknife, flips around a couple times, and only hits the trampoline for less than a second before he shoots back up. Every time he comes down, miraculously, it seems, his feet stab the red X in the center. It's exact, like a math equation.
Add this, subtract this. Okay, now multiply in the flip by using your shoulders. Slow it down by using less hips. Constantly adding, subtracting, multiplying, doing all kinds of different stuff to make that perfect bounce.
Steven's 21 years old, 2 years older than his brother, Jeffrey.
It's mostly instinctual for me. I do have a sense for the trampoline. It gets me, I get it.
Where Steven is obsessive, Jeffrey is chill. Where Steven is sharp, Jeffrey is easy.
You space out, and it's scary.
Steven's the hard worker, Jeffrey's the natural. The boys live together at home with their parents, and everyone knows the dynamic. From the moment they wake up, Steven says.
He's usually not up. I usually make him breakfast so he gets up.
And at night, Jeffrey says he'll return the favor and make dinner.
I tried to do last night. I asked you if you wanted the pizza. And you said you refused. You told me no.
I didn't want a piece of pizza at 12 o'clock at night.
Most prospective Olympians aren't getting tucked in at night by their biggest rival. But also most prospective Olympians, most brothers, don't have this.
Yeah, we're best friends.
Square. Up. That was a good reach.
This is what practice is like. Their coach, Tatiana Kovalova, yells out to them the skill they're supposed to do and times it on a stopwatch.
You're trying, but I still see the arm. I have to say it several times to him what we're doing. He's so lost.
After Jeffrey comes Steven. Each of them gets about 20 seconds on the trampoline. He flips more than 20 times in the air. At the end of Steven's turn, he pulls out a composition book and writes everything down.
So here we go.
Page back through the book, it looks like notes from a stats class.
So first column is turns. So how many times did I get on and off the trampoline? First turn is a back tuck. So the four is for how many quarters it was. So if you did a stomach drop...
It gets complicated really quickly.
I can look back and say, oh, I had 33 practices and 739 turns, but I did really bad at the competition. Maybe I need to up my turns.
It is the perfect system for someone like Steven. Jeffrey has one too. Steven says Jeffrey just copies his at the end of practice.
Come on, Steven.
After Steven's next turn, though, he doesn't write anything down. He just walks away. If you could stalk angrily away over three trampolines, that's what he did. It's impossible for me to tell between the flips, tucks, and turns that Steven's having a bad day. It looks incredible to me. But Steven's a perfectionist. He comes back a few minutes later.
This sport is so much mental. It's like 90% mental, 10% physical.
And the head game right now is intense because it's his brother. It's his best friend. It's one spot for the Olympics. Jeffrey feels it too.
Yeah, it's just real, real tough.
He drops his head, looks at his hands. He says they try not to talk about it at home, but...
It's such a big year. It's the Olympics. And how can you not talk about the Olympics? It's definitely going to pop up. But you can't get rid of this.
The boys have one more trial left, June 27th. Whoever wins that trial goes on to the Olympics. It's that simple. Zoe Chase, NPR News.